The last time the public saw Crystal Mangum, she quietly fingered three Duke lacrosse players in this videotape photo lineup. 2 years later, she walks back into the spotlight to promote her new book.
The Duke lacrosse case will never define who I am. I'm a proud mother of three wonderful children. I graduated from college with honors. The Last Dance for Grace is a story about my life.
The Last Dance for Grace, according to Mangum, is her story. A woman with a troubled past whom, by her own account, was raped three times, twice as a teenager, and then again as an exotic dancer in March 2006.
Yes, I am. I am still claiming that a sexual assault happened.
But Mangum stopped short of commenting on former DA Mike Nifong, the prosecutor accused of withholding DNA evidence in the case that was later dismissed by the state attorney general.
Do you believe that Reed Seligman, Colin Finnerty, and David Evans were innocent?
I have no comments about the details of the case. However, I do talk a little bit about it in The Last Dance for Grace. But I have no comment.
Mangum's caution, according to her team of advisors, is partly because of the threat of potential lawsuits. Her side of the story, they say, has been kept from the public. They claim at least two networks have failed to air interviews with Mangum. This photo of CNN anchor Soledad O'Brien and Mangum was provided to Eyewitness News.